在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The agreement to form a trans-Asian railway network has been in the works since the 1960s, but was held up by wars and ideological conflict. The UN-sponsored agreement finally came into force Thursday after the last of 8 Asian nations, the minimum number required, signed on. The agreement commits the countries to coordinate the development and operation of international rail routes that would eventually link 28 nations in the region. Nolene Hazer is the executive secretary of the UN Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific.
This would be a tremendous opportunity not just to improve the physical infrastructure, but also the governance infrastructure as well as the human capacity infrastructure of our region as we become a more coordinated Asia.
The connecting rail arteries would span from Turkey to China to Singapore and would open up landlocked nations and remote areas to development. Hazer said the timing of the agreement was particularly significant as Asia is looking to promote trade and investment to stimulate economic recovery. The planned network would be made up of 114,000 kilometers of railway lines linking stations designed as dry trading ports to coastal ports. But 8,300 kilometers of the rails have not been built, and will cost an estimated $25 billion. Billions more will have to be spent on upgrading existing railroads. Hazer says the countries would also have to work out cross-border problems, including technical and legal standards and customs procedures. But she held out hope they would only need a matter of years to sort out the problems, rather than the decades it took to agree to form the Trans-Asian Railway. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.